Gently drawing the hands to the heart, palms together. Taking some slow, deep respirations. If anything, laying those palms be a representation of oneness, oneness of mind, oneness of spirit, oneness of humanity. Just breathing in that position, using those palms together as a way to remind us, keep everything working in one flow. And whenever you like, according to your own comfort and ease, you can gently drop the hands by the sides or in the lap, or depending how you're sitting or lying, just put the hands in a comfortable position. There's no question that in human life we need reminders. Until things become our habit, it's very difficult to remember them. And when they become our nature, when habit really becomes ingrained, then it becomes our nature. That's even better than habit. The meditative experience is purely psychic. But to remember to calm the mind is not so easy. So one mudra, or hand positioning, of simply drawing the palms together, if we remember to do that, and we link that mudra with the calming of the mind, with our centering, with our finding a sense of stillness, then the two work hand in hand, and those palms, that mudra, serves as a reminder to the mind that, wait a second, where is that centeredness of mind? These types of reminders are very helpful for living a, keeping the mind centered and balanced despite the busyness. And busyness is almost the theme of the day. People feel like if they're really busy, then they're valued. Texts and phones and all sorts of things flying in each and every minute, it's great. But how much of that busyness is spinning our wheels? Whether that busyness is needed or not, there has to be an antithesis in life. There has to be that sense of calm, that sense of tranquility. No one can survive just on busyness. It may give temporary boost or adrenaline or whatever it may be, but it will not give that deep-seated, quenching desire of belonging and self-satisfaction and satiation that I'm rooted to something deeper than just a fly-by-night activities that we get caught up in our day-to-day life. And that's what our meditation is. It's good for each and every human being to go inside, to find that inner sustenance. And as we know, we do that by closing the eyes, by lengthening the respirations, by letting the mouth close but the jaw be relaxed. The spine tall, or if you're in a supine position, the spine lengthened across the earth. And we find a sense of quietness, of ease, of stillness. Let's take an intuitional journey. Let's find the very center of the mind. Where is it? Just for a few moments, withdraw all your focus to your most nuclear point of your human experience. Use the inhalation to draw yourself inwards. Set yourself, plant your flag there, and exhale out. And then from that place, inhale again and take it in deeper and reset your standard closer to your inner self. And release the breath, and again inhale, march deeper inside. Just use a two-step breathing pattern, a simple inhalation and exhalation, to use that march to keep withdrawing the mind, to keep backpedaling deeper and deeper inside until you feel, yeah, I am somewhere. I am inside. And I am focused on going deeper. I'm not pulled by external physicality or any of the whistles and bells of life. I am going inside. Find that inner consciousness within me. Finding a place of serenity, of beatitude, of grace, of softness. And just subsist in that spot, that singular, most nuclear place of your human expression. This is, generally speaking, your I feeling, your inner self. And just find a place of nurture there, of stillness. This is such an important point for each and every human being. This is the launching pad into spirituality. But it's also the place for physical and psychic healing. When the most nuclear point of the mind is steady and ease, it sends a very soothing vibration throughout the outer layers of mind, your emotions, and also through the physical body. The two are linked. So this is a very important place to be, to withdraw to one nuclear spot. You could almost think of it like an hourglass, where one open end, is our engagements in the world, a whole variety of engagements. And we withdraw back to that singular point, to that point of where that hourglass narrows in the middle. And this is one junction. It's one point of transition. And if you extrovert the mind, you'll go back to physicality. And if you introvert the mind from that point of transition, you'll open the doorway into the vast realm of spirituality, and you'll go to the other end of the hourglass. And that's a beautiful direction to go in. To breathe with the cosmos. To let your own unit ego dissolve into something greater. Let all petty interests fall by the wayside. To really embrace the vastness of life and that sweet love that permeates every membrane and molecule of this whole creation. Just breathe easy as you set your mind toward that spiritual realm, whatever you may deem that to be. This brings hope, inspiration, joy, resplendence, all the finer qualities of human life get buoyed through that spiritual journey. Take 5, 8, 10 more breaths. Don't even count them. Just breathe and bask and take it deeper inside. Continue on in your journey if you wish. Or if you like, gently draw the hands to the heart, palms together, reminding ourselves of that oneness once again. And this time, with the idea that when we open the eyes, we bring that whole inner world with us and let that shine forth as we move through our day-to-day life. Namaskar.